Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. With over 30 years in the health and wellness industry, I've realized there's no one-size-fits-all solution for sleep and stress resilience. What affects one person's sleep and ability to handle stress is different for each of us. The stage of life you're in, work and home stressors, and more all affect how your body handles stress and your quality of life. Join me as we explore a variety of tools, strategies, and solutions I've employed with clients over the years in solo episodes, as well as insightful interviews and experts. Together, we'll unravel more pieces of the puzzle, empowering you on your journey to calm nights and strong days. So let's dive into today's episode. Welcome to the Calm Nights, Strong Days podcast. I am Andy Clark, your host of this podcast. Today's episode is a part of a little mini series that we have about how IFS plays a part in roles of our sleep and stress. So today we're diving into when polarized parts steer your sleep and stress off course. If you have not caught the other episodes of the mini series, I highly recommend that you go back because we dive into what IFS is and what parts are in managers and firefighters. And that is what you're going to need to know in order to understand what we're talking about today. So just flip back to episode 45 and 46, and those will catch you up. So with today, when we're talking about polarized parts, so I did touch about this. I gave you a little bit of insight in the last episode where we have different parts in our system. The example I keep giving is the one where part of me wants a bag of chips and part of me knows I should be eating healthier. And we have these different parts. The thing is that some of these parts become so polarized with one another. And the way you think about them is like if we were in a boat and we're in this boat and two people are in it and one leans over the side in the sailboat a little bit. And so the other one has to lean over the other side in order to keep the sailboat afloat. But the one leans a little more and the other one has to lean a little more. You eventually get where both people are leaning so much on one side or the other of this boat when in reality, if they both actually just sat in the boat, relaxed and calm, the boat would stay afloat, barring any waves and everything coming at it. And that's how polarized parts work. So we see these in people who struggle to relax and stop. At the same time, they know that they have to, and this is part that needs to struggle and stop, but this other part that is going and doing everything, a part that has to constantly do all of the things. And so you may find this in exercise and activity. You may find that somebody is like, I know working in the gym, I would have people that would hire me and want me like 5 days a week to start. And I'm like, if you want me 5 days a week, you're going to go full tilt and then all of a sudden stop. I didn't realize that was actually polarizing parts at that time. So when you're full tilt, you're working out like tons in the day, you're eating really healthy, you're not having anything unhealthy, you're never having rest or downtime, and you're just go, go, go on this health kick. And then all of a sudden, you're like, this other part's like, oh, this isn't realistic, this isn't happening. And you end up just on the couch eating junk food, caving in on whatever the food is, and you do the absolute opposite. And you have both of these parts, these polarizing parts. And it's really fascinating where it's almost like in a business meeting, you have one side on at one table that completely wants you to do one thing. And the other side on the other table wants you to do something so drastically different. And they're fighting against each other. Meanwhile, if they actually stopped and took the time to talk about what their goals are, quite often we realize that their goals are the same. They want to get to the same end goal. But because they're fighting each other so much, they're not able to do that. We see this so much in social media now. It just fascinates me. I'm not a political person. And one reason I've never been political is I've never fully believed in one political party 100%. I believe in pieces of them. I believe that there's certain things that one can bring in that another can't. Also, not all politicians are the same. So one person representing a party is never going to run things the same way as another person that comes into that party of the same political party. There still will be some changes and nuances in how each person does it. And I don't believe in everything always being one side. There's always pieces of all of them that are good and bad. They all have a certain story that has brought them to where they are and what they believe they should be doing. And if we really got to know all of them, we would realize that most people on two extremes. I'm going to say American, Democratic and Republic, just because in Canada, we have so many different parties. So I'm just going to go with the two because it's just easier for my example. But you have somebody that might be very left and somebody might be very right. And when you actually stop and sit those people down and learn their stories, learn why they believe in what they believe and learn what they want, quite often there's so many similarities between them. It's just when we're only focused on the polarities, then that's what we see and we focus on. And social media with the algorithms right now, like whatever social platform you're on, Facebook, whatever, it will give the algorithms of what it thinks you want to see and hear. And that's all you will see and hear. And you become in this little lens. And when you step outside of that and talk to somebody else that may be in another lens, and you have this whole different conversation, you're like, what the heck are you talking about? And you start like going to your own sides instead of really sitting and talking it through. So that's what happens in our body when we have polarized parts. We may be all gung-ho for something and then stop it. We may be, I know binge eating is a huge one for this, where you're like, no, 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 not going to eat, not going to eat, going to completely abstain, and then whoo, binge eat, right? So there are these polarizing managers. And when we bring them all to the table, when we sit all of the managers on the one side and all of the firefighters or polarizing parts on the other, and we sit them down and we have this conversation with them about what they are afraid will happen if they don't do their job, quite often the answers are similar on both sides. When we find out why they're protecting the way that they're protecting, and we start to actually get to know them inside in our internal family, then we're able to calm them down a lot. And so we'll see this too, where somebody wants to go to bed because they know that they're tired, but they can't go to bed. They're polarizing parts. There's somebody who just with any of the polarizing parts, once you get them more in common ground, the stress level goes down. And what you were stressed about becomes so much less stressful, and you're able to start working on strategies and implement tools and give yourself the help and relief that you need, that you require. So when these polarized parts are in place, your stress levels are through the roof, and your sleep is most likely thrown off as well, even if they're not polarizing parts that are having you sleep and wake. Just because they are affecting your stress levels, they're going to affect the quality of your sleep and the ability for you to get into really good stress zones or recovery in your sleep. So it's really important to understand these polarized parts. This is a quicker episode than the others, which is why I'm doing this series all short back to back. But just understanding with polarized parts that when you may see something in yourself where you are so one-sided with one thing, but then all the way on the opposite side with another, and you're like, how can both of these things be a part of me? Quite often, those are polarizing parts. And when we work on them in IFS, when I'm working on them with a client, and we get them both there and both hearing each other's stories and why they're protecting you the way that they're protecting you, they start seeing things from a different lens, and we can start making changes. I'm making this sound really simple, but it takes time. To build a relationship, to find out these things, it does take time. So it does take a little bit of patience. It's not like we snap our fingers and it happens. There are times in sessions where we can get through that very quickly. And there's other times in sessions where it takes time to build that rapport and work through things to make sure that we are giving your system what it wants, what it needs, and helping these polarized parts find that balance within so that they can work together instead of opposing one another. All right. That was your quick and dirty episode today of when the polarized parts steer your sleep and stress off course. We are going to be diving next into another part that is in essence called our self. And that is a very, very interesting one. And I can't wait to dive into it with you. So let's get into the next episode. Wait, before you go, if you found this podcast valuable, please consider liking and subscribing. Your support helps others discover these insights too. And if you're ready to transform your sleep and stress management and would like to see if we are a good fit with one another, let's chat. The link to my calendar is in the show notes below. Let's connect and start your journey to calm nights and strong days now. Until next time, sleep peacefully and stay resilient.